Onto a drop boat, I said. Yeah. The drop boat snags the dope from the mothership and brings it back to a small marina like this where there are no customs inspectors. My guess is they load the stuff into these barrels after it's handed down, and one of the bags broke last time out. Hard to believe someone would be that sloppy about leaving incriminating evidence. Morelli grunted. You work with drugs all the time, and they become commonplace. You wouldn't believe what people leave in full view in apartments and garages. Besides, the boat belongs to Sal, and chances are Sal wasn't along for the ride. That way, if the boat gets busted, Sal says he loaned it to a friend. He didn't know it was being used for illegal activities. You think this is why there's so much heroin in Trenton? Could be. When you have a drop boat like this, you can bring in large quantities and eliminate the couriers, so you have good availability and low overhead. The cost on the street goes down, and the purity goes up. And addicts start dying. Yeah. Why do you think Ramirez shot Sal and Lewis? Maybe Ramirez had to burn some bridges. Morelli played his light over the back corners of the truck. I could barely see him in the dark, but I could hear the scrape of his feet as he moved. What are you doing? I asked. I'm looking for a gun. In case you haven't noticed, I'm shit out of luck. My witness is dead. If I can't find Ziggy's missing gun with an intact latent, I'm as good as dead, too. There's always Ramirez, who may or may not be feeling talkative. I think you're overreacting. I can place Ramirez at the scene of two execution-type killings, and we've uncovered a major drug operation. Possibly this casts some doubt about Ziggy's character, but it doesn't alter the fact that I appeared to have shot an unarmed man. Ranger says you've got to trust in the system. Ranger ignores the system.